I will double check, and then I will triple check, and I will check and make sure I like, all right, 1.4 million followers. It's Mark Stein. We're good here.
Yeah, this is why I turn on the notifications for all of the big news breakers, too, just to avoid the potential, you know, sentold at that point. So, yeah, trust free with the nest.
That's it, man. So anyway, Larry Nance Jr., what does this do for you, Spencer? Does it do anything for you?
I think it's a solid move. I think it probably means Tristan Thompson's not coming back because he kind of fills that role for you as like a veteran voice in the locker room. And I think at this point in his career, like 32, he still can give you something like on the floor. Like TT was basically just like he was kind of like the cheerleader of the team in a lot of ways.
You wanted to call him a cheerleader so bad.
I don't mean any disrespect by that, but like Tristan Thompson wasn't playing games. He was basically just there as like, hey, you think we don't have any playoff experienced guys who can tell us how it is? This is the guy that can tell you how it is. And it's like, yeah, that doesn't do any good when he's not playing games.
He was also a great halftime interview, and he would do the post-game stuff
as
well.
He is great for that. No, yeah. I mean, listen, I love Tristan Thompson. I think, obviously, he's going to go down as like an all-time favorite Cav here in town. But I like this gives you more versatility in terms of like being able to actually play a guy who can, you know, sub out Evan Mobley for a little bit or Jared Allen and gives you like the third big that you've been looking for. He can shoot the three a little bit, which is nice, like stretches the floor a little bit more. So I think this is a good move. I was big on Al Horford. I really wanted them to get Al Horford. It sounds like there's like a ton of competition for Al Horford. He probably doesn't want to come here. But, I mean, if this was going to be like the guy you got instead, I was happy with Larry Nance Jr.
Now, the funny part of myself, and obviously Odyssey Rewind, go back and listen to 420. We talked about a clip at 420, really, for the rest of the 4 o'clock hour about Kevin Durant. And he's on LeBron and Steve Nash's podcast, and they just rip Darius to shreds. The funny part to myself is the Cavs. As you know, Dan Gilbert joins Donovan Mitchell and only wanting to tweet at WNBA stars instead of acknowledging the fact that three mega stars in the NBA just ripped one of their franchise players apart. You know, maybe they're like, hey, Mark Stein, we have some news for you. We're going to go ahead and tell you about Larry Nance Jr. So maybe, just maybe, people won't talk about Kevin Durant ripping Darius Garland to shreds. Maybe, just maybe,
we can distract him. Or is this like an NBA's rigged situation where they're like,
well,
they
realize it's not going to work. They don't realize this isn't a big enough thing for it to matter and for us to take us off what exactly happened today around Cavs land.
But is there a more controversial form of like radio or like talk than like trashing Sports City radio? Like that, it doesn't matter what city. If you go on a tirade, whether you're an athlete, whether you're like a radio, whatever. Anybody that has something bad to say about a city, like, you will get attacked by that city's hive.
All right, Mac, just pull up Cleveland. Pull up the clip. We're going to do the clip now. I wanted to avoid this because I'm not. I don't like to give the WNBA air to breathe. Okay, I don't. I'm not.
Why do you hate the WNBA so much?
I got a thing against the WNBA. I think the product's bad. I don't think it's very competitive basketball, and I think a lot of people stand for it in ways that just confuses me. I don't understand it. And a lot of people they'll tell you how big of WNBA fans they are while never actually watching any of the games or never actually doing anything with the product. Like Mac is our lead WNBA analyst because Mac actually like travels to go to the games.
That's right. He did travel.
And in return, I send him clips on loop of them playing what looks like rec league basketball instead. Well, that's just me being me.
Whole Angel Reese bit? Is that like she can't actually score, so she just gets like 5 rebounds in a row because she gets her own rebound and then finally scores? Like, isn't that the whole thing?
I don't love the idea. That is part of the bit. I don't love the idea that Caitlin Clark is shooting 29% from three this year. She's shooting under 40% from the field, and people are acting like she's Larry Bird. Make it make sense to me, because it doesn't. It doesn't. Everything she does is apparently great, except playing basketball right now, where she stinks, but nobody wants to talk about it. And then we got the nerve of Sophie Cunningham, who is basically just, she's just Caitlin Clark's goon, is all she is. She's a hired goon to protect Caitlin Clark, because Caitlin Clark needs protection while shooting 29% from three, apparently. And Sophie just went on to trash Cleveland. All right, Sophie, you want the attention. Here you got it.
I also think that you want to listen to your players, too. Like, where do they want to play? Where are they going to get excited to play and draw fans? And I do think that Miami would have been a great one. Like, everyone loves Florida. Nashville is an amazing city. Kansas City, amazing opportunity. There's a huge arena downtown that no one's using. I'm not so sure what the thought process is there. But at the end of the day, you also want to make sure that you're not expanding our league too fast. I think that's also another thing, that you don't want teams to totally dominate and then have teams that aren't. And so I just think that it's kind of a hard situation. But, man, I don't know how excited people are to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati.
Did she say Detroit or Cincinnati?
Yeah, did she say Cincinnati?
She didn't even know where they were expanding. Oh, I feel much better about the slight now. I didn't hear that part of it. I feel much better about the slight. When she doesn't even get the name right, she doesn't even understand that it's Cleveland, not Cincinnati. That's not even a shot at us. She's just ignorant.
She's a shot at Cincinnati.
She's
instead.
Just ignorant. She doesn't know what she's talking
Frank
about.
Cohen to speak up on the city of Cincinnati.
She doesn't even have the bandwidth to understand what she's even saying. And so for that, I almost absolve her.
So, well, I was going to say.
She's like a little Labrador puppy. I'm just going to absolve her. It's not her fault.
Her saying Cincinnati almost makes me think that, like, she was just talking and had no idea, like, really what. She really didn't have a stance on this. She just, like, kind of made it up as she went. Like, we all do this sometimes. Things pop up when we're, like, hosting a show, and it's like, oh, we got to have a take on this real quick.
We're
like,
not supposed
I'll
to.
I'll just come up with it on the fly.
Is that where the Larry Nance Jr. take came from?
Well, I mean, I had Larry Nance on my brain that it could happen.
You had nothing else prepped on that.
But that is a good example of like, hey, this could happen on the fly. Now we have to have a take on it. I think that's what happened here. She just like got asked a question. She's like, I don't really know how I feel about this. But on one hand, she could also be speaking on the fact of like how her teammates are reacting to like Cleveland's on there, Detroit's on there, like how they've processed it over the last couple of days. I don't know. I mean, again,
Darius is getting dragged in these streets and Donovan's commenting on this right now. Dan Gilbert in between the break commenting on this right now.
One of the funniest things
on this comment
about
from
this
Sophie
entire
Cunningham.
Thing is that she is saying this while she plays for another Midwestern city that like kind of gets a bad rap. Like it's Indianapolis. It's cold there too.
Yeah, the nickname there is Naptown.
Right. Like it's
not even a joke.
Like
their city nickname is Naptown.
Your claim to fame outside of Peyton Manning and your football stadium that he helped build is that all your buildings are connected by like the skyways. Like that's the whole thing. It's like, you don't have to go outside because it's so cold here. You can just go building to building without ever having to step foot outside.
We don't have to fall into that trap because they make fun of our city. We have to make fun of their city.
No one
wins in that battle.
To be clear, I really like Indianapolis. I've gone back-to-back years now at the combine.
I don't know that it sounds like you like Indianapolis
Indy,
much.
Indy, like Cleveland in my opinion, is a very underrated city. I think it's an underrated city, but I do find it hilarious that like, as we think about like cities that are comparable, like in the same area of the country, like Detroit, Cleveland, Indianapolis, probably even Cincinnati to a degree, like those cities would all kind of get lumped together as like smaller markets.
Detroit's
Midwest.
A top 10 market. I never understand how Detroit gets lumped in there. I mean, I understand why.
I understand why she wants
to talk trash about Detroit. I get some of that, but we're not doing that here. We're not fighting fire with fire. We are city positive is the main message. Let's get to our lead WNBA correspondent. I want his takes on this.
In a world of novice WNBA coverage, there's only one expert with the skills, knowledge, and information to break down the biggest stories of a league where the lights are the brightest and the basketball is the best. Here's Afternoon Drive's senior WNBA correspondent, Mac Robinson.
All right, Mac, defend your league. And one of the premier people in the league right now.
I can't defend her on this. Absolutely not. Because, again, I think that it's the fact that out of all the cities that she mentions, she goes immediately to Miami, which, again, is famous for having their fans that show up in the second quarter and leave by the fourth.
Fair.
And then on top of that, she immediately goes to city bash.
We've established this. We can't city
that
bash.
That wasn't city bashing. That was fan bashing. That is a difference.
Okay. No, that's bashing
Miami's
her take.
Miami's a great city from what I've heard. I've never been, but I've heard it's great.
This is bashing her take. Because, again, if these are the ones that you're going to pull out immediately, like, I very much disagree with the fact that she pulls out Nashville. Following, again, great town, everything like that, but that's where you're pulling that out next. That's your second choice. And then Kansas City, that hasn't really had a basketball, any kind of basketball, footprint in there. And she
also
mentions,
very cold.
Well, not since like the 70s in the
also,
Royals.
Right, also very
exactly.
cold. Exactly.
And so those are the ones that she goes ahead and brings out as the interesting opportunity to, really bring in all those different cities. And you're going to bash Detroit and Cleveland, but then you're going to bring up Kansas City to all of a sudden bring in a new team for.
I
can't stand it.
I also think, JP, your crusade against the WNBA, one of the things that I think should annoy people
it's
the
a
most
bad product.
About these comments and like why they should join your crusade is this is like a positive thing for this sport. Like, the WNBA is still largely fighting for attention. Caitlin Clark has like magnetized it to another degree.
Stars, they don't know what they're doing
out
there.
Right, and this is my point, like, this is supposed to be a good thing for the league. You're expanding.
Yeah.
That should help everybody. More money in everybody's pockets. The league is going to grow. There's going to be more eyeballs on it. This is a good thing. And the first thing that you have to say about it is, why are we going to Cleveland and Detroit? Like, we should really be going to these other cities that are better for our players.
That's a good point. She's not much of a company woman here, is
like,
she?
I'm not saying, like, yes, like, they should be, like the NBA players, and, like, we always hear these stories about, like, yeah, they favor certain cities and all that. Like, yeah, they've been around long enough where, like, they've established themselves in all these markets, and it's like, okay, now they get to choose these certain destinations. Like, let the league grow, and then if you don't ever want to play in Cleveland, you don't have to play in Cleveland, you can go to Miami. But you, meanwhile, play in Indianapolis. It's just ridiculous.
Well, and on top of that, too, Caitlin Clark last year at the Final Four came out and said...
Third WNBA correspondent.
Time flies.
He's not college basketball. It's not college women's basketball. It's...
Nailed it.
WNBA.
But, no, the fact that Caitlin Clark came out and said, like, how much she appreciated the love for the game here when she played in the Final Four in Cleveland and talked about how much it was great for the game. And that's Sophie's teammate.
Well, I mean, just because Caitlin did it doesn't mean it's Sophie's experience in it, though.
It's also the face of your team.
Listen, I'm not defending it. I think it was a bad move. When she said Cincinnati, though, I thought, oh, you poor thing. You're just ignorant to it all. Like, you don't even know what you're talking about. I'm sure at some point she has to have come to Cleveland in some capacity, right? Like, she's been traveling all over. Maybe she hasn't. I'm not sure. Maybe she's only been to... Where'd she last play, Phoenix?
I think she's from...
She was traded from Phoenix to Connecticut before getting traded... To Indianapolis.
I think she's like from the Midwest. I think she's like from Missouri or something. Yeah, she's from Missouri.
From Missouri. Oh no, I know she's from Missouri because she was the youngest black belt, female black belt in Missouri state history.
No wonder the Cavs could use an enforcer like her.
That was like the fun fact about her. And then like she played football in high school too. Was another little fun fact about her. She's like a kicker on the football team. Like there's all sorts of things we've learned about Sophie Cunningham in the process of trying to figure out who exactly Caitlin Clark's goon is. But I'm going to let her off the hook in some ways. Not give her a Peter Wynn pass. That's not what's happening here. But when you don't actually say Cleveland directly and you confuse us for Cincinnati, you don't know what you're talking
about
anyway.
Isn't that also kind of insulting though? Because we don't really like being compared to Cincinnati.
No, it's just telling me that like you don't know, you just don't even know what you're even discussing. You're trying to have a basketball conversation when you're talking football. You just don't even know you're in the wrong zip code to begin with, so I can't even take you serious.
I get it, but I just think people are going to bring up, I guarantee you tomorrow morning, when they talk about this on the morning show, you know Ken's going to go right to the Sam White, "You don't live in Cleveland" speech. Like that's 100% what he's going to bring up, how we don't even like being compared to Cincinnati in this instance.
I'm going to let her off the hook here. I'm going to do an unpopular thing, and I'm going to let the WNBA that I've routinely trashed, I'm going to let one of their premier players off the hook in this instance.
Didn't see this happening. Jonathan Peterlin, who was rallying against the WNBA.
You should have seen that coming from a long way.
Now he's like, you know what? I'm going to take Sophie Cunningham's side. Crazy.
When she comes to town 3 years from now. Oh, the anger. I mean, people right now are acting
as
if...
Will it be as volatile?
They're acting like she's Ichiro. They're acting like she's...
She'll get the Kelly Olynyk treatment.
She's the Joakim Noah.
She's acting like she's Noah, all Cleveland's, these type of things. And it's just not true. Team. She couldn't even get our city name right. She doesn't even know what she's talking about. She just has no... Lights on, nobody's home, okay? Like, there's just nothing happening.
That makes you think she's definitely never been to Cleveland, then, to your point. Like, I don't think she's been here. Yeah. She doesn't even know where it is. She thinks it's Cincinnati.
She thinks it's Cincinnati, which is basically Kentucky. So how wrong can you possibly be in one take?
I mean, it could be worse. You could be in Cincinnati and then actually be in basically Kentucky.
You know what I hope for this city? I hope for the city that one day when this happens, we don't even think twice on it and we just shrug our shoulders and just say, you're wrong. Like, I really do think we're getting to that spot. Like, I think this city's so great, and I love this city so much, and I think this city is having so much confidence based off of every person that comes here in the previous decade or so loves this city to death.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I'm the poster child for loving this city. I moved here. It's been 10 years, and I plan on dying here. Like, if anyone can speak to how great this city is, it's someone like myself that is not from here but has adopted it as its own and has embraced this city like it's its own. You're the same way as well.
Yeah,
like,
100%.
And like I feel like the best thing for the city. Like, you know what Detroit does with this commentary right here? Detroit doesn't think about this commentary. Detroit doesn't bring this up. Detroit doesn't talk about it. Like at some point, I hope for this city, and I know we're getting there, where we're just going to be so awesome that it just doesn't even someone like this. We just shrug our shoulders and say, "Oh, she just doesn't know any better. Well, she hasn't been here. She hasn't understood it. It's okay."
The thing that bothers me, I guess, though, is like every time it seems like we've moved past that, and like people like last year, Jameis Winston's out here like Cleveland has the most beautiful 90 days of the year in the country. Like, it's great. And then like Donovan Mitchell's always talking well about, like, it finally feels like we're getting to a point where people have accepted like maybe Cleveland's not as bad. Then every now and then there's one person who gets the platform where like they go back and just fall back on the old tropes, and it just like rehashes it on. It's like, this is the lazy take that like gets this whole thing going again.
But instead of the response,
and that's all people hear, and they think that that's true about Cleveland.
I know, but the response just has to be, okay, she's never been here. Instead of the response being, oh my gosh, I can't believe she said this, and then trying to like prove to her how awesome we are, you're actually awesome, and I think we are, the response should just be, oh, okay, so she doesn't know what she's talking about. And I feel like we're getting there. I feel like we are in many ways. We're getting there where the response can just be, oh, clearly she's just a misinformed human is all that is. Like, there's growth attached to this. But also, guys, when people say things like this, we just got to let it roll off the back a little bit easier. Really do think Detroit's not worried about this commentary. Detroit's not spending any time talking about Sophie Cunningham and what she said today. Not a chance. I got Dan Gilbert responding. I got Donovan Mitchell responding.
He's talking about it.
The city of Detroit quote tweeted that tweet with the attendance.
I said Detroit radio. You got to pay attention. I said Detroit radio.
Can we get Matt Darion?
Social media lives for moments like this in order to dunk on people that are misinformed. How much time is 97.1 The Ticket talking about this?
Let's get Matt Darion for some insight.
They're not doing it. We're better than this. I know we're better than this. We are. Sophie Cunningham is going to get you guys all riled up on a Tuesday afternoon. You got to be kidding me. All right. Instead, we'll talk Browns quarterbacks. Let's do what we do best. Shedeur Sanders and a mentor you don't want. We'll talk about it coming up next. 216-474-0092. It's Afternoon Drive right here on the Fan.